the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Missouri lawmakers have subpoenaed Governor Eric Greitens to testify before a special panel considering whether to try to impeach and remove him from office. The chairman of the House investigative panel announced Friday that it has subpoenaed Greitens to appear before the committee on June 4th. The Republican governor has so far declined to testify before the committee, which has been investigating allegations against him since March. A Greitens attorney said Friday she did not know whether he will comply with the subpoena. Lawmakers are looking into claims of sexual misconduct, misuse of charity donor lists for political fundraising, and other campaign finance allegations against Greitens. The Kansas City Police Department has the longest turnaround of the 266 law enforcement agencies surveyed for Attorney General Josh Hawley's investigation of untested rape kits in the state. According to the preliminary report released Thursday, the department took an average of 211 days to test a kit. Marie Elkoser with the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault says rape kits take a lot of time to process, but there may be an impact when it comes to reporting assaults.
When survivors see the news and they see that kits are not being tested, or that, you know, perpetrators are not being held accountable, it impacts them and impacts on whether or not they're going to move forward and report the assault.
Hawley says Missouri's crime labs do not have the capacity to process the untested kits, so he's requesting a $1.5 million federal grant. Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver has joined the growing number of public figures to demand technology and retail giant Amazon reveal more details about how its facial recognition tool, AWS Recognition, is being used by law enforcement. In a joint letter with Representative Keith Ellison, Cleaver, a Democrat who serves the Kansas City area in the U.S. House of Representatives, demanded Amazon release a list of law enforcement organizations using the service, which can identify and track individuals' faces over time. Cleaver and Ellison cited concerns over facial recognition software's historic ineffectiveness for racial minorities, as well as the potential for constant surveillance from devices like police body cameras. Earlier this week, a blog post from the American Civil Liberties Union alleged Amazon intentionally turned a blind eye to their service's capacity for abuse, while also taking in tens and thousands of dollars from organizations including the City of Orlando and Washington County, Oregon police departments. Governor Eric Greitens has officially moved the date for a public vote on whether to ban mandatory union fees in the state from November to August 7th. The change was approved Thursday when Greitens signed a resolution previously passed by lawmakers. A right-to-work bill was signed into law last year but never took effect because union supporters gathered enough signatures to give voters the option of overturning the policy. The petition called for a vote during the November midterms, but right-to-work supporters wanted to move a vote to August. Greitens says upholding a ban on mandatory fees will improve Missouri's economy. Opponents say the change overrules voters' wishes. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News.